Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Doing Business Exponentially with your host, international business and life transformation expert, Marian Afua. Thanks so much for tuning in on today. Sit back, relax, as Marian Afua will bring you all the tips, all the insight, and give you feedback on how to make your entrepreneurial vision a reality.
Good evening to everyone who is joining us here for Doing Business Exponentially. I am Marian Afua. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today I'm excited because I had an exponential weekend. You know, I did my Living Exponentially on Purpose seminar in Chicago, Illinois on Sunday, which was yesterday. Saturday I was served as a moderator for the regional send-out cards company gratitude team event. And then Friday, I had the honor of being part of a presentation by a local playwright. The play was phenomenal. It was just phenomenal to be part of the reading process. So it was excellent. So I'm excited about doing business exponentially. I'm here today to share that with you. So thanks for joining us. Take a few moments out and get some pencil and paper because we're going to talk about how do we stop the distractions. Have you ever noticed that when you're in the middle of doing something, you're not really sure what to do? You say you have your agenda, and the next thing you know, you're off talking to someone on the phone, or someone comes in the room, or you look at your phone and there is a message and you are stuck in cyberland. We're going to talk about that today here on Doing Business Exponentially. Let's get the bills paid, and let's take a moment and take care of the commercials, and we'll be right back after these words.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for moments of conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday morning, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
Experience transformation by unleashing your power. Discover and activate your talent, ability, passions, and the end result you desire. Join international transformation expert Marian Afua at the Living Exponentially on Purpose seminar. Learn how to maximize your greatest asset and live exponentially. For more information, visit www.efuaspeaks.com, EfuaSpeaks.com, or call 414-604-6271. Live exponentially on purpose.
We are back here on Doing Business Exponentially, and again, you can join me to learn how to understand how to live exponentially on purpose and benefit from that training by joining me next in Baltimore, Maryland. Well, I'll be joined by Craig Wright. He's a renowned numerologist and metaphysicist, and he'll be joining me in my seminar as we talk about how to enhance your life. Remember, you have to begin with yourself, your greatest asset, to begin to have exponential business. And that's what we're talking about today. How do we get past these ideas of what's important and what's urgent? Let's not get distracted by what's urgent versus what's really important. So I'm going to talk about five ways really quickly in these next 25 minutes about ways we can focus on what really matters in making sure that we are conducting business exponentially. Remember, exponentiality is about identifying the power that is unseen within us and that our business have to monetize and increase and enhance the longevity of our business and the quality of our business. So on today, we're going to talk about that. One of the things I find as a business person, myself included, I had to train myself to ignore distractions. Urgency are things like, you know, it's right in front of us. Someone calls us, so we see the phone ringing, and we automatically believe that that's good business. We have to answer the phone. Well, don't we have voicemail? Yes, we do. Do we have email? Yes, we do. We have to begin to prioritize what really matters. This goes back into what we talked about when I shared with you about time management. And if you missed that program, listen back in the archives, or you can go back onto my webpage and you can find the article. It is a WordPress document, so it's always available on the Internet, and I can share that with you. Or email me at marian@afoolspeaks.com, and I'll get back to you. But we have to begin to prioritize what's going on. And one of the ways I started doing that is – not only do I prioritize messages, tasks, but I pick the three most important tasks of the day that I'm going to accomplish that day. And see, that's the best way to find out what's really most important. It's by you looking at all of your tasks and really identifying just three that you're going to commit to get done that day. You also have to begin to commit to say that you are going to be the CEO of your company and not the employee of your company. Because we get distracted oftentimes by what we think is urgent. We need to get something, a flyer created, or we need to get a press release put out on the community. Why can't we outsource that? Think of three important tasks that you need to be doing to maximize and increase the quality and the longevity of your business. You need clients, customers, and orders. Then you need to be in a position to do that. So think about the three most important tasks for your business, or what I call the MITs, for that day. Stick to it. If you can only do three things, what would you feel most fulfilled by doing on that day? That's the question, and that's how you get there. The second thing you want to do is you want to focus on providing value. One of the easiest ways for us to discover whether or not we're working on an important or an urgent item is by asking ourselves, how much value is this going to provide myself and others? For instance, going to the gym, writing articles, and spending quality time with my wife will have more of a long-term impact than sorting files. Checking my site stats every 30 minutes and playing solitaire or some other game that's on the computer is not as productive or doesn't add as much value to my experience. So you want to begin to get rid of those distractions. And part of that is by saying no, not only to others, but to yourself. Understand that you may need to sacrifice some social comfort in order for you to keep vitality and longevity in your grasp for your business. That also may mean turning off television. It also may mean turning off those notifications that tend to bother us as we go throughout our day. You know, the alarms that go off, the sounds of your phone whenever you get an email or email or a text message. We need to maybe look at that and turn those off. Number three, let's look at the long term. Look at what's important about the tasks that you have said you want to complete. What is it about these tasks that are going to contribute, again, to the long-term and the longevity of your business? How to focus on a long-term impact? For example, clearing out your inbox is going to have a much shorter term impact than writing that article about the area that you're expert in, or writing an article about your business that people will read for years to come and have access to for years to come. Get it? Going to the gym and eating healthy has a much greater impact than the short-term rush of drinking a grande soy latte from Starbucks. So again, going back and reflection, you know, reflection is a very big part of what I work with my clients. Because you have the answers inside of you. You just need a little guidance and some borders that allow you the opportunity to identify those answers and the plan. See, if you ask yourself, will this make a difference this week, next month, or a year from now, or let's really think about longevity and let's say 5 years from now, that's how you are going to begin to identify what's important. What is going to keep your business alive? What is going to make your entrepreneurial vision reality? Something that is tangible, something that is able to monetize and come back to you. So we're going to look at three important tasks, the midst of the day. And you're going to start out early in the morning, and you're going to set a schedule. We've already talked about that in time management. We're going to set a schedule that you are going to identify, that you have a schedule that is flexible enough for real emergencies, but not inflexible, that is inflexible for things that are popping up as urgent. Plan them out. Be secure in knowing that you are going to do what it takes to be in business. Remember, you got to be committed, you got to have the right folks around you, and be willing to make the changes necessary. That was last week's message. So set these myths in order, focus on providing value from these myths, and making sure that these myths are going to provide long-term value to you and your business. Because first things first is the fourth thing. The best way to complete your myths is to start on them right away, like I said, in the morning. Don't wait till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and you have an in-home business or office, and then you know your children are going to come back home at 4 or your spouse gets home at 4. That leaves you such a minimized amount of time to get the task done when you could begin to do your tasks as early as when they leave. Don't block yourself off. Give yourself the space to be successful. Give yourself the space to complete the task. Then you can avoid those very easily. Oh, I'm out of time. I don't have the right tools. I'm burnt out. I'm overwhelmed. Those words will begin to disappear because you'll be able to find balance. So find the best way for you to complete those myths is early in the morning. Spend time working on the important, not the urgent, but the important. Don't run around trying to put out every fire. Prioritize and see again, what are the important tasks? Make sure that you are minimizing the opportunities for distractions and interruptions in your business. Finishing the most important task in the beginning of the day ensures that your afternoon comes, and then you, if you get bombarded with busy work, you can always transfer it. But you can finish the day feeling accomplished that you have actually contributed and provided some value for the longevity of your business. Our fifth thing we're going to talk about is having a clear vision. I know I said your entrepreneurial vision has to become a reality, but that means you have to be willing to be committed to setting the most important task first. You have to be committed about the long-term vision of your business and of yourself, because if you can't measure it, then you can't manage it. So creating a vision is about seeing objectively where you would like to be in the next 5, 10, or 20 years. It also includes what accomplishing these objectives will feel like, what it will look like, smell like, sound like, and taste like. Yes, this is reality in business. If you are your greatest asset, you are the greatest representation of your business. You want to begin to represent the brand of your business. You want to begin to be the perception, let the perception of your business and you be one that is one of the same, and that is quality, consistent, and able to bring about a result. People look for results from people they do business with. My clients don't really care about me getting into details about how I'm going to do it. They just want to know that I'm going to assist them get to where they want to be in their business or in their personal development stage. When you have a clear vision of what you want your future to look like, it's a lot easier to stay on task and not get caught up answering the next email or voicemail just because a buzzer rang or an alarm went off. Really think about your vision for your business. Really think about how you play a role in that vision. What other players do you need to include? Now we're back to last week's lesson about making sure things go right in your business. Surround yourself with the right people and the right environment that supports you and your vision. If you created a home office in your dining room, chances are you're going to get a lot of things misplaced. You're going to have a lot of distractions when you're trying to work, especially if you have children in the home. Unless you set up clearly a system to address that and minimize the distractions. Maybe you ask someone to come and sit with the children for 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day so that you can complete your three MITs, most important tasks that you need to get done. You say, I don't have any money to do that. Then you begin to barter. You barter services for services. You have conversations. You surround yourself with people who are willing to support you to get the task done. You are listening to Doing Business Exponentially. I am Marian Afua, your host. I am a transformation expert and author for your business and your life. We're here every Monday at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My company is called Marian Afua Enterprises. We are on Facebook under that name, and you can find us there. You can follow us and know that we are going to be here sharing with you business tips to help you make the greatest transformation possible. Now listen, transformation doesn't happen overnight. Transformation is something that occurs over a continuum of time. But once you reach there, once you're committed to reaching the end of that tunnel to get back to the light, that is the moment at which you will understand how doing business exponentially works. That's what I talk about. That's what I share every Monday here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take a few commercial breaks, and we're going to be right back after these words. Welcome back to Doing Business Life and Spiritual Coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com, EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
Experience transformation by unleashing your power. Discover and activate your talent, abilities, passions, and the end result you desire. Join international transformation expert Marian Afua at the Living Exponentially on Purpose seminar. Learn how to maximize your greatest asset and live exponentially. For more information, visit www.efuaspeaks.com, EfuaSpeaks.com, or call 414-604-6271. Live exponentially on purpose.
Tune in 5 o'clock.
o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, for Doing Business Exponentially with Marion Afua. Come learn the tricks of the trade to allow your business to become more than just a dream, but an actual reality of success, longevity, and definitely a legacy that people will remember. Monday night, 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Doing Business Exponentially. Welcome back to Doing Business Exponentially. I am transformation expert, Marion Afua. Thanks so much for tuning in on today. We're here every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Sit back, relax, and take out your pens and paper, and let's get ready to do business exponentially.
Ooh, yeah, I just love that song. It's so energizing to me, and I'm hoping that it's energizing to you too, because that is what I would like to say to all of us that are working to enhance our business and get to that exponential living. We've been talking about five ways in which we can go from functioning about and worrying about and focusing on the realities of what matters, what's really important into the success of our business, versus the urgency. So, for instance, again, you talked about some traits. I'm just going to recap them really quickly. And the first thing I said is that you want to develop your three most important tasks of the day. And then after you find your three most important tasks of the day, you want to begin to make sure that they are going to provide value. And not just value for the moment, but value for the long term. And once you've discovered they're providing value for the long term, then you keep them a priority. You keep them a priority, and you begin your day by addressing them. Sometimes at night what I do is I plan out for the next day by just simply going into my task list, and I figure out what needs to be done for the next day. So I determine my three most important tasks. For instance, I'm going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, doing my seminar, Living Exponentially on Purpose. And so for that, I need to begin to follow up and see if the press releases that I have outsourced to someone else to write have been successful. I need to follow up and see if I have any interview opportunities to share my message to let Baltimore know that I'm coming to that area and the D.C. area. So I need to begin to saturate myself in that area to ensure that people are aware that I'm coming. That's a task. That's something I want to do the first thing in the morning versus going through my emails to see who emails me and what event is coming up. I need to prioritize, right? It's great to do volunteer service. It's great to do things to support other businesses and community organizations, but you first must take care of the priority one, which is your business. And again, after you've done first things first, then you have to make sure that you have a clear vision, that you are reminding yourself over and over again, revisiting that vision board that you may have created, revisiting that mural that you've done in your room or the task list, and being clear, revisiting your business plan. And yes, we all need a business plan. Revisiting it to make sure we understand that we are seeing objectively where we want to be 5 to 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And that includes what it's going to feel like, what it's going to look like, sound like, taste like. Because when we have that clear vision, it's going to work so well. And then at that point, when we're clearing our vision, it makes it very easy for us to ignore those distractions, such as the phone ringing, such as the alarms going off, such as trying to clear out the entire email inbox. I'll give you a little hint that I do with my emails. I look and see if there's any, if it's something from a listserv that I'm a part of, I look at the title. That's what the purpose of a subject line is. And I learned this from a friend of mine that's in media that talks about how they choose people for the radio, for their television show. She said, we prioritize based upon the subject line. If it's something that's current in news or something that piques our interest, then we keep it. If not, we put it on the lower priority list. See, that 1, 2, 3 list. Anything below a 3 doesn't get read at all that week. It goes to the next week. And maybe it doesn't get read that next week because it's not in alignment with what the focus is. See, the focus is that they want to have a quality program that sticks to their vision of bringing upbeat, timely news and events about the city that they live in. I want to thank you all for joining me here on today. Remember, we're going to be here every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing business exponentially. You can join me in Baltimore, Maryland, May 11th. You can join me in Louisville, Kentucky, May 17th. And you can join me in Phoenix, Arizona, on May 25th as I talk about living exponentially on purpose. And living exponentially on purpose is a lifestyle choice. You have to choose to live exponentially. You have to choose to understand that what you represent is so much more than what the naked eye can see. Let us help you examine that moment. So thanks again for joining us here on Doing Business Exponentially. You can reach out to me at 480-269-1038. I am available to talk to you via Skype. I can also talk to you via the phone. And quite possibly, if necessary, we can arrange for me to have a meeting. But I travel all the time, so travel is not an issue for me, and we can discuss that as we go on. But the key thing is that you get what you need, because service is about giving back. And that's how I learned what I learned, and I was able to grow as a business, because someone allowed me the opportunity to listen and learn something from them, from their success. And as a result, I have success, and now I can share with you. Thanks again for tuning in today here on Doing Business Exponentially. We'll be back here on Monday. If you missed the entire show, you can go back into the archives. It is available on iTunes as well as here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you do me a favor, click follow if you're on my page, and you will be updated all the time. Until next time, continued peace and blessings. Tune in 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern for Doing Business Exponentially with Marian Afua. Come learn the tricks of the trade to allow your business to become more than just a dream, but an actual reality of success, longevity, and definitely a legacy that people will remember. Monday night, 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Doing Business Exponentially.